KLOS.
Howdy and Frank Show, a special guest, Gilby Clark, in studio with us. He's going to be performing at the second annual Rock Against MS Benefit. It's going to be March 26th at the Whiskey at Go-Go. You can get your tickets at ticketfly.com. It's all to, obviously, benefit MS. There's going to be other artists performing, like Lita Ford's going to be there. Jack Russell. I mean, Lita Ford's been on the show. Jack Russell.
Friends of the show.
Jack Russell's cool. Great White. Not that other Great White. It's Jack Russell's Great White.
Don't even get started.
I'm not going to get started on that.
Oh, good Lord.
Kenny Arnoff, Phil Buckman. So, yeah, a lot of people for ticket information, or go to ticketfly.com to get your tickets. Yeah, we were sitting there talking about the good old days of rock and roll and Los Angeles and everything, and how hearing that band we just had on, Rebel Hotel, was almost refreshing to hear a band that is a loud guitar band playing actual rock music and not something that's being called rock that's just a watered down, I mean, when Lord is being called rock music or something like that in categories, it's like, what?
Well, that's what I really liked about them is we need young, upcoming, hard rock bands. Like, you know, there's so many categories now, you know, is it death metal or grunge metal or whatever. So it's nice just to hear a rock
straightforward
and roll band.
Rock and roll band,
you know, and we need a lot more young ones.
Now, you have recorded 4 solo albums, but the last one, the most recent one, 2007.
Geez, was that long ago?
That's what I was going to ask you, man. I'm like, what's going on? Are you working on something?
I'm always working on something. Yeah. It seems like every time I start getting songs together to do like another record, something comes up and it kind of takes my songs away. Like even back then, like I did that Rockstar Supernova television show. I had enough songs for a record, then that came up and it kind of raped all my songs, you know. And then recently just been doing some TV and movie music and stuff. So every time I write a song, it kind of goes there. Just happened yesterday.
When do you like get most inspired? Is it when you're laying in bed at night trying to fall asleep? And
no, I get inspired by seeing or hearing music. It's not a matter of, you know, that's a riff, I'm stealing that. But sometimes just seeing something good, seeing a good artist like up on stage playing or something, I'm going, yeah, you know what? I miss that. I want to do something like that, you know. But definitely, like I said, seeing or hearing some new music always inspires me.
As far as missing stuff, you got a chance to go back when Guns N' Roses was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and play. Was it a reminder of good times, or was it like, oh boy, here we are again?
No, it was definitely good times. I mean, it was a strange time because there was kind of like a dark cloud over our whole induction, and because Axl decided not to go. And once he decided not to go, the dark cloud kind of went away. And it was like, you know, because the guys that did go, we all get along great. We still play together all the time. And it actually was fun. We had a really good time. We actually only rehearsed like the night before the thing. We got together at a club.
Well, I mean, it's guns. I'm sure you're like, we got this.
Well, but we haven't played those songs in 20 years. So that was the thing. For me, we were trying to figure out what songs we were going to play. And I'm like, wow, I haven't played that song in 20 years. It had to like come back to me. And there's funny, there was a photo going around on Twitter and stuff was Duff and I in the bathroom actually going over the songs, trying to remember the riffs and things like that.
So you said you rehearsed the night before at a club. Was the club closed or was it
open?
Yeah,
it was closed. It was after hours, yeah.
Well, can't imagine, like, we're going to rehearse, it's Guns N'
Roses. You're like, this is awesome.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, just surprised people and be like, you know, I'm going to jump on stage and just freak people out?
Absolutely.
Right now.
Matter of fact, back in the Guns days, we would because we were playing big shows like stadiums, you only played like 2 or 3 times a week. So you did have a lot of downtime. So you'd, you know, be in Austin or something and needed something to do. And we hung out a lot together. So we'd go to a club and we would play, you know, we'd just kind of jam and stuff, you know. And of course, it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning.
But people were just running in, having a beer, casual, low key in an Austin bar. And it kind of looks like he's in Guns N' Roses.
But that was actually back before like Twitter and Facebook.
Exactly.
So the people there actually got a treat as opposed to all of a sudden you go up on stage and it's like, and then all of a sudden the place is, you know, getting
Yeah, I mean, torn down. Yeah, exactly. It was a little bit easier to do things like that, you know, and maybe not such a publicity stunt too, you know.
Right.
Did you ever, like, as far as like playing venues or just these small little places, play a place that just like stands out as like, you know, the chicken wire, you know, like
oh, those, you mean, like, the, like the Texas places.
Yeah, like, you know, like in the Blues Brothers when they're playing the Texas bar, and it's like, well, we shouldn't be playing here. What song do we know? Did you ever like get into a venue where it's like, I don't know why they booked us, but let's play anyway.
Get off the stage, long hair.
Well, actually, strangely enough, it just happened to me like about over the holidays. I was doing some of my solo shows in the Northwest, and something had happened to the club, and they pulled their liquor license, so they had to change the venue. And when I pulled up to the address of the venue, it was a bowling alley.
Oh,
it was a bowling alley, and there it was, you know, whatever, Paradise Bowling, Gilby Clark, Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
and
of course,
of course I did.
Of course I had.
That was your Christmas card.
It was classic, you know. But it's just funny after all these years, it's just you kind of going a full circle back to the bowling. But with that being said, we actually had a fantastic show. It was packed, and we had fun, you know, because you know it was just it was.
Did they shut down the lanes, or people like, you know?
It was in the bar area, but it was just, you know, once you get the chicken wire, you know.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh yeah, so you want to go out and see Gilby Clark and a lot of other fine artists at the Rock Against MS benefit against Wednesday, March 26th at the Whiskey A Go Go. It's a cause close to our hearts because Nancy, a friend of the show, but been diagnosed with MS, and so yes. I know Nancy knows pretty much everybody.
Yes,
and so she can pull quite a show together, and for you guys to go out there, and like, you're not going to see the regular shows, like you said, you're going to go out there and just have fun, do what you do.
Yeah,
and there's probably going to be a chance of all you guys being on stage together
well,
at some
that's
point.
That's what it is,
jamming.
So you're all on stage together.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're playing together, like with each other. Like my band's not playing. I'm going to play with some of the guys.
You might
there.
play on a Lita Ford song, or she might.
Yeah, I played with Lita on one of these shows and stuff. So it does work like that.
That's going to be killer.
And that's what makes it special.
And completely unique. I mean, as far as like, you know, seeing this one, no two shows are really ever going to be alike. This is the one time to see this show, these people on stage together.
Yeah.
So definitely get your tickets. Ticketfly.com, Rock Against MS Benefit. Gilby, anytime you want to come back, doors open, man. Seriously.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.